Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yevamis, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Let me just tell you, this Mishnah is not as hard as it's going to appear. But it's a real Yevamis Mishnah. Chamish Nashim. We have five women that are not related to each other. Each one had a baby boy. Vinis Arvu Valdoisayan. Somehow the five babies got mixed up. The mothers don't recognize their babies. We don't know which baby belongs to which mother. Now, besides for these five babies that got mixed up, which we will call the taroivis, the mixture, each one of these five mothers has another son. Baruch Hashem, that son did not get mixed up. Higdilu ataroivis, these five mixed up babies grew up. Vinasu nashim, they got married. Vamesu, and they died without children. Zak the Mishnah, so what do we do now? In regard to these five almanais, some of the five babies that were part of the taroivis, they need even more chalitza, but we don't know whose brother is whose. Zak the Mishnah, we're going to go to these five other sons. Remember, these five sons were not mixed up. The mixed up sons died. These five sons each know who their mother is. We're going to go to four out of these five, and we're going to say, please give chalitza to one. Chalsin li achas. These four brothers are all going to give chalitza to one of the almonis. Now don't make a mistake. All four are going to give chalitza to the same almona. We'll soon see why we're doing this. The echad, the one remaining brother that didn't give chalitza, miyavim, I say, he can be miyavim, this almona that got chalitza from the four other brothers. What do you mean? How could I say to brother number five to be miyavim her, how do you know this was your brother's wife? There's only one in a five chance this was your brother's wife. And the answer is memonavshach, one way or another. If this is his brother's wife, okay, he can do a yivam. If it's not his brother's wife, so she was the wife of one of the other brothers. Fine. Each of the other brothers gave her chalitza. So she's mutter to marry anyone she wants. So again, arba, four of the brothers. And what does it mean, four of the brothers that knew for sure who their mother is? Chalitza l'achas, give chalitza to one of the almonis. The echad and the fifth brother, miyavim, I said, can be miyavim, her miman of shach, one way or another. If this happens to be his brother's wife, he's mekayim the mitzvah of yivam. If it's not his brother's wife, so she's the brother's wife of one of the other four brothers, they gave her chalitza. She's mutter. Next, who? This brother that was miyavim her, so he, Ushloisha, and three of his other brothers, Chalsin liacheres, will give chalitza to another wife. So now, try to picture this. We have over here five brothers, whereas until now we had five almonois, now there's only four almonois, because one already received yivam. So this brother that received yivam, and three of his other brothers will be miyavim the next almona. And that's going to clear the way for the remaining brother that didn't give yivam or chalitza to be miyavim the next almona. Miyavim, he can be miyavimer. He has the same amon of shach. If this happens to be his brother's wife, good for him, he was mekayim the mitzvah of yivam. If not, the other brothers gave chalitza. And we're going to do the same for the remaining three almonis. Because now there are only three almonis left. Two had yivam. We're going to repeat the process. One of the brothers that didn't do yivam. There are three brothers left that didn't do yivam. He's going to have the other four giver chalitza, and he can be meyavim. Nimsu, so it turns out, arba chalitzais, each of these women are going to receive four chalitzais, the yibum, and one brother could be meyavim, each one, l'chalachas v'achas of the almanis, if you do it this way. So let's do it simpler. Let's just chazer over the case. Five women, unrelated, had five babies that got mixed up. Each one of them also has a different son that they know for sure this is their son. The five babies that got mixed up got married and died. We have five potential yevamis over here, but what do we do? We don't know who's the husband's brother. The eitzah is, we're going to take these five remaining brothers, we're going to say, four of you will give chalitza to one of the almanis, the fifth one can be Miyavimer. Memanavshach. This happens to be your brother's wife, you're lucky, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivam. If not, you can marry her anyway. The other four gave chalitza. We'll do this for each of the almonis. Saktabatanura. Wait a second. You could really have four brothers giving chalitza to every single one, and the fifth one can marry all of them. He can marry every single one. Why do you have to make the case so much more complicated where each one is miyavim someone? And the answer is, because true. If all the other four brothers gave chalitza to everyone, the fifth one could be miyavim, all of them. But then for sure, there's only going to be one mitzvah of yivim. If we do it the way we suggested, where each of the brothers is miyavim someone, there is a possibility that everybody here was mekayim the mitzvah of yivim. That's why we would much rather do it that way.